U.S. pork exports to Panama are off to such a red-hot start in 2019 that higher safeguard tariff rates have been triggered, raising the rate for most U.S. pork products to 70% through the end of this year. U.S. Meat Export Federation Regional Marketing Director Gerardo Rodriguez has more details in this USMEF report.
The safeguard trigger is obviously not good. Because of the safeguard, the rate increases to 70%. But this is a result of the people looking more and more for the product, more interest in finding U.S. pork in Panama. And obviously, the volume will decrease compared to what it was in the previous months. When you impose a 70% tariff, obviously, it's going to hurt their pockets. But we also work with a certain niche of people that value what the product is about, and they will keep buying the product. This is not just a commodity market. We're working to develop the markets that we can provide solutions for value-added products, give you more than just a commodity products. So now that we're facing the 70% tariff, if we will be just on the commodity, basically the market will be closed. I'm expecting that situation is going to be different this time. It is more than a commodity, and it's a value-added product.
Rodriguez adds that U.S. pork's high level of quality and versatility resonates with buyers throughout Central America.
In 2018, most of the countries in Central America have a double-digit growth on U.S. pork. So they are really a big opportunity, and we are working on different options we can offer them. The market is changing. Pork, they was perceived just as a raw material for further processed products. Now, pork is a very good alternative to be used in the center of the plate. And we have seen more and more consumption of U.S. pork.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.